The leaders of five environmental organizations have signed a petition asking the Department of Natural Resources to take action to ensure that the Class 1 trout stream doesn't dry up again. George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation wants the DNR to force regional water users to change their practices to keep the little plover running free.
Several organizations have filed a formal petition with the Department of Natural Resources to set a level, a flow level, in the stream. If we don't do something, this will be the third year in a row that the river dries up.
Joining the petition are Wisconsin Trout Unlimited, the Plover River Alliance, the Friends of the Tomorrow-Wapaka River, and the River Alliance of Wisconsin. Jake Barnes of the River Alliance says the group has also sent a letter to the village of Plover.
You know, we obviously don't want to see the river go dry again this year. And so we signed onto the letter. We had a strong hand in drafting it.
The letter asks the village to change its pumping practices so water is drawn from a municipal well that's located far away from the Little Plover riverbed. Village Administrator Dan Mahoney says he is working to address the concerns.
I think the key with respect to the village of Plover is understanding that we do have an impact on the river and then working on solutions.
The comments were recorded last night at a Wisconsin Public Radio forum at UW Stevens Point. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.